Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, this is Brian Moses, and this is the Roast Battle Podcast. I'm your host along with Pat Barker. What up, Pat?
What's up, Moses?
Coach T, as always.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
And the Roastmaster General is Jeff joining us. Jeff Ross.
Hello, everybody.
What up, baby? Today we're talking about Alex Young versus Robin Tran and the big main event, Yamanika versus Jamar Neighbors.
Great battles, man. Wow.
Crazy night.
The battles we had. And a lot of this is from the fans. The people listening to the hardcore shit like this podcast are the best feedback that we get about who should battle and what makes a great battle. So first off, like, I think I should thank all the real fans out there for letting us know, you know, through social media, through the podcast, and just our ratings were like gold for our premiere. So thank you all.
Thank you for watching.
Bottom of my alleged heart. We had great battles. You want to walk us through it?
Yeah, later in the podcast, we'll have Jamar Neighbors talking about his battle. Also, Robin Tran is joining us to talk about her battle versus Alex Young.
Yeah, that was one of the best battles.
We're gonna play a battle, right, Pat?
Yeah, we got footage coming up. You're gonna hear a little bit of those two battles. You're gonna hear some earlier Belly Room stuff from both Robin and Jamar. But first, guys, just Robin versus Alex was an outstanding battle. I mean, from top to bottom, from the entrances to the actual fight, it was one of my favorite battles of the entire run.
Yeah, Jeff kept calling it the Vietnam conflict. It ended up being an all-out war.
This is two Vietnamese comedians. When do you see one Vietnamese comedian? Somehow two got involved with roast battle. It really shows something about the DNA of the battlers. They come from war-torn villages, and it makes you tough.
Alex is from Dallas. Calm down.
No, his people came from over there, though.
And also Robin Tran, who just keeps getting better and better at this. She was okay in the beginning. She's always an interesting target, obviously. She's transgender. But she's also one of the tightest joke writers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Her shit kills me.
Yeah.
Like, and she does it with that sort of, like, deadpan. I hate that word because you don't really know what that means. But, you know, she's just barely opening her mouth, barely looking at the person, and just side-eye with their mouth,
right.
Like, crushes people.
Yeah.
So, you know, amazing, amazing battle.
Yeah. It was really good. She flipped the switch, like, four or five battles ago. I know Coach has alluded to it before.
Yeah.
There was a moment where she said to me, I remember her saying, she goes, "I don't know how to do rebuttals." And I was like, just write down, "I may be transgender, but..."
Right.
And go from there. And she really, like, three battles ago figured it out, and now she is, like,
she's unstoppable.
She's fully utilizing that
lost.
As a weapon. Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah.
She ended up losing on that?
She ended up losing that battle.
It was one of those battles where I felt that everyone was a winner, because it just felt so good.
100%. I mean, it could have went to overtime.
Yeah, it was fucking great. Who else was on that episode?
In the main event, we had Jamar Neighbors versus Yamanika Saunders. This was all below the poverty line, this battle.
Ha!
You know, it was Jamar Neighbors from Compton, California. Yamanika from Baltimore, The Wire.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. You heard a lot of bitches and niggas said in this episode.
With aggression.
With aggression, yeah. But it felt like there was love involved
with
both of them.
Why is the N-word the default? I'm fine with white people not saying it. Obviously, I'm fine with it. But what I'm not fine with is constantly hearing it if I'm not allowed to say it. Because now I want to repeat Jamar and Yamanika's jokes, and I can't. I can only say they either say it as the first word of the joke or the last word of the joke. So it kills the punchline or the setup.
Yeah, actually... let's play a clip, a few jokes from Yamanika's battle with Jamar Malachi Neighbors.
Moses, tell them about the main event right now.
This is how blackpeoplemeet.com. Both of you know the rules. Who wants to go first?
Fuck it, I'll go first.
Woo! Yamanika, Daddy J, let's roast!
Yamanika, this bitch look like she got all big toes. It's Some of them piggies went to the market. Some of them had roast beef, and the rest of them had to have Golden Corral.
So it's typical you come with fat jokes, nigga from the Black Lagoon. Jamar's so black, his mom didn't even know she was pregnant with his ass because he kept showing up as a tumor on the ultrasound.
Yamanika, bitch, your name literally sounds like some ghetto-ass tires. Yo, we don't got no more Yokohamas, but we got these Yamanikas, 2 for $20.
And we're back with Jamar Neighbors, fresh off his battle with Yamanika Saunders. Jay, how you feel about that one?
Great. Amazing. A1. That funny bitch.
You did call her a bitch a lot in this battle.
A lot, man.
She called me a nigga a lot.
So, but you were real aggressive about it, man.
Cut. You know what it is? It's the energy. We just traded energy.
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah, it felt like a barbecue in Watts.
Yeah. Man. I swear to God, I was talking about it after the battle, and I was like, "That's actually how I would get out of bitch like in the hood or something." I was like, "Bitch, look at your arms," and she'd be like, "Nigga, look at your tape." Like it was like a motherfucking
yeah. So you felt real at home.
Yeah. I'm glad it turned out like that.
Yeah. Were you nervous before? Like how it would look?
A little bit, yeah, because I thought.
Two black people.
Yeah. It was all that. But then, like, once we got into it, I was like, oh. I was like, all right. Yeah. I was like, as long as everybody's having a good time and nobody's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super racist.
Yeah.
That shit was fun, bro.
That's the best battle I think we've ever had on the TV series.
Absolutely.
I agree. Crazy energy, like, from the intros.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, to the outfits.
The Beyonce shit.
Yeah, the Beyonce shit. Like, then, you know, you had the jokes there, too. It was great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was like controlled chaos.
Mm-hmm. we was talking about that, too. We was like, she was like, nigga, I was trying to step to you. She was like, but I was trying to look down at my mark at the same time. And I was like, yeah, you got to be conscious, but you still want to be hood.
Yeah, man.
What was your favorite joke you said about her?
I didn't even get to say it.
Oh, shit. Spit it. What was it?
It was so simple. It was like, Yamanika got a waterbed and she's sleeping the deep end. Oh. I have. Because I thought we was going. The way the battle was going, I thought we was going to go an extra joke.
I did too.
Yeah, same.
I did too. But she brought it, man.
She did. She turned up.
Yeah.
She turned up. Yeah.
It's another level, it really was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she called you like, what she call you, a fake nigga or something like that? What was it?
It was a bunch of niggas.
It was so aggressive, though. Yeah. They
matched energy, and then she took it up, because she was, like, offended, but then she was also, like, she was complimentative to you a little bit.
She got
complimentative.
Mad. The most she got mad was when I hit her with that Martin Lawrence shit.
Yeah.
she got mad. I saw it in her face.
What was that Martin Lawrence shit? I forgot that.
I said Martin Lawrence in drag has done more for big black women in comedy than you ever will.
Shit. You might be close to home.
Yeah.
She was like, nigga, you was molested.
He was like, you was molested.
I was like, bitch, we was molested. You look like the bitch that did it.
Yeah, and then she said, when I got molested, my molester came.
Yeah.
Which is like a weird angle. But it was funny.
And it's so funny because I said, I had a comeback for it. It wasn't even planned. I was like, what did I say? I said, oh, bitch, you just mad people been feeling me since I was 5.
Right.
I didn't even have that like in my repertoire. I just said that motherfucker.
it was a point where I was like, y'all could literally say anything and we just gonna laugh. You could have said anything.
Yeah.
She's the truth, man. I love that bitch.
Oh, man. I love Yamanika.
My auntie was like,
She was acting like, but baby, don't call her no bitch. Call her a nigga.
You know, she was hilarious.
That was the advice?
Yeah.
Don't call her a bitch. Call her a nigga. Because that's better.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know?
Listen, I don't think the... You could say bitch, but nigga, you were saying bitch like if I didn't know you.
With emphasis.
Man, if I didn't know you and I had a connection with you, I'd be like, what is he doing? But the shit was hilarious.
Yeah, like you would defend her, right?
No, you'd be like, is something going on up there? Like
it was conflict, yeah.
Yeah. Are those guys going to be okay?
It was literally a dog fight. Like, it was crazy. It was like
Michael Vick dog.
When your first joke landed, that was the big toes one, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is about to be on. Like, this, let's go.
Yeah.
Nigga, I knew you was going to try to light me up with fat jokes. Mm-hmm.
I like the tire joke.
Yokohamas.
Because it was funny because
he punched it up himself.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Because then Nikki Glaser was judging and she was like, because Jamar's premise was, your name is so hood or so stupid or something like that. And then Nikki was like, because your name is stupid, Yamanika. Yeah. And Jamar was like, I told you.
Yeah, no, that was good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a good display of black energy, I guess.
It was.
It didn't seem coonish, you know? Didn't feel like you was putting on for nobody.
That's another thing that that I was trying to be, like, conscious. Not that I had to be conscious, like, not to be, but I didn't know if people was expecting to see, too, because they see me in the wave, mm-hmm. and that's where I get the coon, like, people, yeah. I get that a lot and shit. And then when they see me like turn up with the jokes, I'm like, no, nigga, I'm a real one. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, I can do this too, though.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah.
Because people don't know. Like, I was telling somebody, I was like, you know, Jamar's so talented, but he's also a student. You know, he's taking stuntman classes, he's taking clown classes. You know, he used to teach improv to kids. You know, he's a trained actor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's all of that. So it's like, you know, calling him a coon is so disrespectful because it's like he's calculated.
Yeah. Very.
I got a question. You did the wave all night,
mm-hmm.
and then you went and battled.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was up in the green room, and everybody's pacing around, running their jokes 1,000 times. You didn't have that luxury. You
Bo
were
Jackson
working
shit.
All night, and then you had to step on stage. Did that fuck you up at all?
A little bit. I was actually talking to Sayers about that shit because he asked the same thing. I was like, yeah, man, fuck, man. I gotta worry about Willie doing this Michael Jackson thing. I gotta run up there, wrestle this motherfucking tiger. I gotta keep the audience going. Then I gotta remember 5 jokes plus 3 comebacks. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. But Jay Light let me run my jokes on him like a good amount of times though. But the good thing about it is I wrote my jokes on a big ass cardboard piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and I had them all set up like in my crib and shit. So I was studying them and shit. So I had them kind of like lined up. But I know what you're saying, like all the information I was getting and shit, plus to remember my jokes was.
And you had to be on set all day. I think your call time yesterday was like mine.
Yeah.
Was like, that's
and wardrobe changes, you know what I mean? Because you guys run a bunch of intros.
Yeah.
But.
It's a lot. I just want people to respect how difficult that is, what you had to do. Like, all of us had a tough job, but yours was, like, 3 times tougher.
Yeah, it was a lot, man, but, you know, whatever.
You nailed it, you know.
Yeah.
You think other people see this battle, they're going to respect the wave more now?
Yeah.
Think so?
I think so. If they, I don't care. But I'm like, but I think they should. I always talk to Willie and Jeremiah about that shit. I always be like, it's so good that... It's so good that I battle. I'm kind of battling for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to show that, like, we ain't just...
Gang.
Yeah, that we ain't just, like, you know, no fucking idiots. We are, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're all, like, talented comedians and shit. Like, yeah.
Where do you think the wave hate comes from?
Because idiots and clowning, the art of clowning and all that. That's what it really is.
Right.
But there's no wave hate on a live show, though. That's
Mm-mm.
not even possible.
Right.
Like, no one's ever been to a live
sit
show.
Sit y'all asses down.
It's never.
Nobody says that.
That's impossible.
Niggas like, throw me that football. Like mm-hmm. But, I think I always talked to Jeremiah and Willie about that. I was it gives the wave, like, so much more, like, legitimacy.
Absolutely.
To, like, yeah. So, I mean, and if they don't, fuck them.
She's one of the only people on earth that can match it, because I battled you, and I could never match your energy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just have to write super hard and hope that the balance is good.
Yeah.
But she's one of the only people. I felt like she elevated you to another level.
Yeah, bro. Like, she
brought, she brought more hood out of me, too.
Yeah.
Like, she brought, like, more hood out of me, too. Like
her
battle,
first nigga, yeah.
When I battle, like, you guys and shit like that, it is more of a, I think I kind of, like, try to match everybody's energy, too, or whatever, but just try to, whatever. But her was, like... It was like a dog fight.
Yeah.
I never been like a dog fight and shit. Like,
no, it's usually a sillier energy. Yeah.
That was like an aggressive Jamar, wasn't it?
Bro, I'm telling you, it felt like, I felt like I was below the 10 in Los Angeles.
but that's why it's great, because Jamar, usually if a man is aggressive towards a woman in a roast battle, it's awkward, but Yamanika can hold her own so much.
Yeah.
Nobody was like, oh, I feel bad for Yamanika.
Because
Jamar's jokes was crafted in a way that you still had love for him and Jamar and Yamanika. Like, it wasn't like you felt bad. It was just smart, crafted jokes. Had a lot of love in what you were saying, I felt like.
Both of y'all, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like, bitch, and then she was like, nigga. And y'all was like, it felt there was some love in there.
We was gonna be like that anyway. There was no way that we were gonna have a, now it's your turn.
Right.
It's your turn. It was like, I just felt it. Like,
and here's a battle between Keith Carey and Jamar Neighbors. You can catch Keith on his digital exclusive battle versus Conor McSpadden, where he's got nothing on but that fat.
Five jokes. Who wants it first? Perfect. Keith, Jamar. Yeah. Before I even tell a joke, how have we not acknowledged that, of course, the black guy brought wings on stage? Seriously, if Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, Jamar was his Freddy Krueger.
Hell no.
You're up, man.
All right. All right, man. Nice of you to leave your iceberg to be with us here this evening. Shout out to global warming. Keith, you got cut out of season one, beat season two. I don't know how you keep choking. You ain't got a fucking neck.
That was Willie sneaking into the Carmichael show an hour late.
You guys may have seen Jamar on At Midnight, but it's actually impossible to see Jamar at midnight.
All right. Nice of you to leave the 100-acre woods to be with us here this evening. Shout out to Christopher Robbins. All right, Keith, I heard you like fucking underage girls. Kids would like you because your body looked like a bounce house.
Speaking of which, Jamar was molested as a child, so at least we know his stomach isn't the only part of his body that's ripped.
They would have tried to molest him, but they couldn't find his dick. Now, look, Keith watched his mother get a train ran on her. It's his fault, though. After birth, he the one left the pussy looking like a terminal.
God damn! Jamar has the face of the cartoon Little Bill and the energy of regular-sized Bill. Ah, oh, fuck. Oh, man. Shut up, fake Jamar.
Oh, no. Keith's so fat, he has type 2 diabetes. No, excuse me. So fat, he has two types of diabetes.
you guys, I look like shit. Jamar has always been in great shape. At 10 years old, he already had a huge dick. Unfortunately, it was in his butt.
Keith, you're actually a lot like my refrigerator growing up. Big, white, and dirty. The only difference is my refrigerator hasn't had a dick in its butt. I shouldn't have said that because you just said a dick.
Yeah, my... I don't think it's better than that. I don't think it gets better than that.
And we're back with Robin Tran, fresh off her battle versus Alex Young. Robin, how you feel post-battle?
Oh, I feel amazing, man. There was a time in my life. I don't know. I'm kind of still in shock that it actually happened.
Still trying to process?
Yeah, I was actually in shock while I was on stage. Like for half the first half of the battle, I was like, I was so excited to be there that I was like, I almost forgot how to talk or tell my jokes.
Really?
Yeah, so it wasn't until like the third joke where I'm like, okay, you need to be in the moment. You need to be in the room.
Yeah.
But because I'm such a big fan of the show. So being a fan of the show and then being on it is like surreal, you know.
It'd be like being a wrestler for the first time at WWE and WrestleMania.
Right, yeah. Like Ronda Rousey, yeah. I'm the Ronda Rousey. No, I'm not.
No, we can give you that.
No, you don't want to be her.
Yeah, she gets knocked out a lot lately.
She's a bully. You have a much better spirit than that. That's what I'm saying.
She's a bully. All right. Let's not get into Ronda Rousey chat.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But you've been on TV before on the Roast Battle. You battled Pat, actually.
I did.
In the Road to Roast Battle Season 2.
I remember that, man.
And that was the day that our president got elected, and it was a little tough.
Yeah, I lost my mind. Yeah. I literally lost my mind. I think I posted like 300 statuses in like two or three days.
Yeah, I had to like block your post.
Oh yeah, I know. I don't blame you.
Like we're still friends, but I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know. It was I was in a really bad place. I called the suicide hotline and everything.
Really?
It was bad. And then the guy on the suicide hotline was actually really bummed out too.
Was it?
So I was in a really bad place last year.
So was he, I guess.
And it was super awkward for me because
you voted for Trump.
No. As Robin's friend, I felt terrible for her, but she's talking about like in the midst of all this stuff, she's like, I'm not doing the battle, fuck the battle, and I'm like, hey, if you're gonna kill yourself, could you wait until after I get my first TV credit? Like, I need this. It was like a weird tightrope to walk.
No, but then I messaged him. I said, "You should be as brutal as you want. I don't care." You know.
At that point, yeah, you didn't care what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I also
it's a nuclear bomb in the country.
I also was like, it's not fair to play that card. Like, I'm so distraught. Don't go easy on me. You know, I'd rather not do the show if that's the case.
Right.
I don't like it when people go easy on me. Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't think anyone's gone easy on you.
No, I don't think so.
So compare this season, what you got to do, the whole build-up leading up to it and everything, versus Season 2 when we battled.
I think there was a lot more pressure on Season 2 that, you know, got to advance to get to the different stage and everything.
Yeah,
the
tournament.
The tournament, you know. So that was a different stress, like, mentally. But then, you know... It's Season 3, you know, you're going to perform on that stage. It's another different kind of stress, which is like, this is the most amount of people I'm ever going to perform in front of. So I was dry heaving a lot leading up to it. I can't believe, like, I'm usually in bed a lot, you know, just kind of thinking about stuff. And I'm like, how am I going to get to this bed, to that stage? So that always kind of stresses me out.
Right.
But it was just surreal, I think. They take you around the back, like the secret doors,
right,
before you go on stage. It's like, what? Oh my God. I'm like, I'm in the industry now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get that feeling. You're in. Like, oh my, I can't believe I'm actually in.
Yeah, the lights, studio audience, you know what I mean? Raving fans, people banging on rafters behind you.
And you're doing these promo shots and like the face to face and all this stuff. Like, man, it was just surreal, the whole thing.
That moment where you're standing behind the door and all of a sudden it just opens and there's fog and smoke and all that crazy shit. It's wild.
And then everyone's just screaming for you, you know? And there's a lot of pressure because you don't want, like, oh, yeah! And you tell your first joke and it's like, you know, we shouldn't have been cheering at all. We were wrong.
No, but you belong. I mean, you know, it's an arduous process to pick, you know, the best battlers. So, I mean, you know, I think you should hold solace in being one of the top battlers in this sport.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's just real. But I'm saying, yeah, that should be a thing that should calm you. Like, I should be here. They should be screaming for me, not to dominate my opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a pretty unique comeback after the Trump situation. I feel like he bodied you for a minute for some reason. He roast battled you from the Oval Office, and you wasn't doing shit for a while. But you came back, and I maybe four of the last battles you had were probably some of the most impressive battles we ever seen in the Belly Room. And then you just peaked on this show. So what happened there? Like, what was that process?
The hangover stuff.
Why? Oh, I mean, do you really want me to get into how I went crazy and everything?
No, get into
all of it.
Now, I mean, the process from after we went crazy to like, hey, I'm coming back to battle. Because for a while you didn't battle.
Yeah, right? No, that was because I went
crazy.
Because
you were crazy. So what got you back into the battle and feeling good about it?
Just a lot of medication.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Shout out Big Farm.
Yeah. I mean, that's the quickest answer. Oh, then I missed battling. That was the first thing I wanted to do when I got better. I need to battle again, because like that's gonna show that I'm better now.
Okay.
Oh. I think there was a vindication I needed, because I mean I liked a couple of my yokes I did with Pat last year. I really enjoyed those, you know. But I was in such a bad frame of mind that I'm like, it's been 13 months. That's how long it took me.
Dang.
And I mean, if I come back and I'm in a good place, that means that it's all really behind me now.
Yeah.
And
you proved that.
Hold on, it took you 13 months from the Pat battle to your first Belly Room battle.
Back, yeah.
Hey, it took us that long to get back on Comedy Central?
It's like she ruptured an Achilles.
It took longer than that.
No, it was a year and 8 months.
A rehab, baby.
We got to talk to Joel about that, man. What's going on?
We got to start Jordy season 4 tomorrow. What are we waiting for?
Oh, I didn't know it was that long.
You got to get ratings, fellas. Sorry about that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but your first battle back was against Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
See, that's one thing that I found interesting, because you guys had a good battle in the Belly Room.
Yeah.
It wasn't... No. I don't think that it was. Correct me if I'm wrong. What would you rate it? Like 1 to 10? I thought it was like 6 or 7.
6.5.
I thought it was pretty good.
But my frame of mind, I would say that's the most fun I've ever had on stage.
Okay.
Because it was just like my return to the Belly Room.
Okay.
Right. And so like I just wanted to be like in a good place. That was my whole goal, was just to show up and do well.
It felt like you were back. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I remember that battle because it was the elevation of the ascension, I guess, of Alex Young.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh my God, Robin's back too. So it was a good showing for both of you.
Yeah.
It was great, but then they took that and just really topped it on television.
Yeah.
Like, the first battle was good, but this one was, like, otherworldly. This was next level.
Okay. And if you haven't seen this battle between Alex and Robin, you're an idiot, and you need to see it. It's amazing. So to entice you, give you a little taste, here's a clip.
All right. The battle of the Rasians Asians. Tell them the rules, Moses.
Yes! All right. Here are the rules. Original material only in English. No physical... No physical contact, and your delivery must be 30 minutes or less. I'm kidding. And after every battle, we hug.
We bow.
Who wants to go first? All right. Ho Chi Minh. Ho Chi Woman. Let's roast.
Alex quit med school to pursue stand-up comedy. He's the only Asian to disappoint his parents more than I did.
You're right, Robin. I did drop out because a lot like you, I can't handle periods. Robin's the only comedian that'll ride your coattails and have them clean by 3 p.m.
Has such small eyes and big teeth that if you drew a picture of him, you would be considered a hate crime.
Yeah. Why'd you agree to battle Alex again?
You know, you'd already done it before. Like, what excited you to write more jokes about him and do this on television? Or even, you know, you guys were told the digital battle at first.
I just wanted to see if I can write even more about him. Like, it was a new challenge. Any new challenge, I say yes to everything now. And he's getting better every time, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right? So it was like, oh, all right, I remember my jokes last time. I'm like, it was more of me having fun. But this time I had, like, I'm here to have fun and I'm here to win, you know? I had a different mindset. So that's why I agreed with him, yeah.
What was your favorite joke you told about him?
I kind of, like, it's hard to say and remember, you know? So it was, I said, Alex has such small eyes and big teeth that if you drew his portrait, it would be considered a hate crime. It took me a long time to write that joke. Because I had the concept ready for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, like, his eyes are big and his teeth are small, so his face is racist. But how do you say that to make it funny, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because if you just call it racist, it's not, like, really a joke. Mm-hmm.
No, but like an old racist cartoon, right?
Yeah, an old racist cartoon, yeah.
Old racist railroad cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm remembering. So how does the battling and how does that contribute to where you're at mentally? Do you think it helps, plays a role, or just it doesn't matter?
It definitely helps. Like, it's very empowering to be able to, you know, step on that stage and to simultaneously be able to say horrible things and have people mm-hmm. laugh at them, and also to have people treat me like a human being. And I mean that in the we can make fun of you. We're not scared to make fun of you, because I realize, like, in comedy groups, like, you know how everyone busts balls and everything,
right,
and they used to before my transition. They really don't anymore.
No more balls. That's why.
Yeah. But it's just like they go easy on me now, and I don't like that. And I like that you're going to roast battle. It's like I get treated the way that I used to get treated that way with my friends. And
I
when
get
we were
the,
kids.
The disrespect I deserve. Everybody.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
No, but if you tune in, you got Robin getting roasted and Joe Urel with cerebral palsy getting roasted. And
oh, yeah.
Jamar's calling Yamanika a bitch 30 or 40 times.
She's like, calling him a nigga 80 times.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody is on the same playing field. Like, we're all just comics.
And that's what the show's about.
Beautiful.
And, you know, nobody's off limits. You know, everybody can get it.
Yeah, I don't feel like those are hurtful things for some reason. I don't know why. I don't feel like a roast joke is a hurtful thing.
Well, there's a lot. I think the number one thing is there's consent. You know,
right.
Everyone's agreeing to it.
Yeah.
I think that's why, like, if you make a joke about someone who's not in the roast battle, some people would say that's off limits. You know,
oh, they're
not there,
right?
You know? Hey. Oh, like when Eli went after your wife.
I've heard
that.
A couple things about that. I think my wife would love to talk to you about that. She agrees.
I think if I can go back in time, I wouldn't have done those jokes.
Oh, against me?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, I just mean, like, I have this, like, this rule in my head now, like. It is true. Like, well, she's not even involved. She's not a comedian. Mm-hmm. She didn't agree to this. That's
right.
The number one thing is that you have to agree to have shit thrown at you.
Right.
And if you're not ready for it, then what are you doing? You're bullying somebody who's not there, you know?
Love that you said that.
Yeah.
That's pretty well put. Yeah, don't get bougie and don't come back to the belly room either.
Hey, don't pull a Frank Castillo.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't say no
I'm
name.
Saying nerd.
I didn't you say didn't no name.
To. Yeah, man.
I didn't say no man. Name.
I just want to say this has been maybe like the best few days of my life.
Oh, that's great.
It's just like it's an honor to be a part of this thing that I've always been a fan of since. I mean, I've been watching roast since like 97, you know, on Comedy Central when the first Drew Carey thing happened.
Oh my gosh, right.
Yeah, and it was the funniest thing I ever saw. And ever since that day, like I've wanted to do this.
Wow.
So it's like a dream come true.
I mean, you earned it. I mean, like, honestly, it's an honor for us to have you. So thank you for being a part of the sport and making it better and elevating it.
Thank you so much.
So I'm curious, when you were watching in 97, were you Robert or Robin?
I was Robert.
Wow. Did you think that you were going to be on stage roasting in a different sex at that time?
No. I mean, that
what
would
a,
be...
What a weird vision
just
to have.
I'm trying to go there.
In 97.
I didn't know where she... I'm just
like,
saying.
Like, where do you see yourself at 20 years? Oh, I don't know. A different gender.
I'm going to be...
On
be...
stage at the Fonda Theater. I'm just guessing.
All right, here's an old school battle between Robin Tran and Keith Carey. You can catch Keith on his digital exclusive battle versus Connor McSpadden. Naked.
It's one round, is five jokes. Who wants to go first?
Oh.
Oh, shit. All right. Yo, Robin, Keith, let's just do it. Let's roast.
Look, I know every Asian comic does an impression of their mother on stage, but I feel like Robin is taking it too far.
Keith has always been in terrible shape. The only time he was ever cut was from Comedy Central's Road to Roast Battle.
fucking cheeks. At least when she chops her nuts off, she'll have somewhere to store them for the winter.
Keith, your ex-girlfriend went on a date with Quincy Jones because she wanted to go out with a comic who would outlive you.
First of all, good for her and Quincy. I didn't know the Make-A-Wish program covered my sloppy seconds. Second of all, speaking of my ex-girlfriend, when you first came out, you got most of your clothes from her, meaning the funniest material you have ever had was dry cleaning my cum off that dress. Fair enough.
Keith, you're always patting yourself on the back, and while you're there, can you please wash it? All right.
Robin transitioned and became a feminist blogger because if anybody understands the plight of the modern woman, it's somebody who's been one for like 6 months.
Keith once broke his entire closet door frame when he tried to hang himself. Keith, you are literally a fat failure in a broken home who should have stayed in the closet.
Last one. Some people say transgendered rights are a slippery slope, but with Robin's greasy Asian face, she is literally a slippery slope.
On 9/11, Keith missed a flight that crashed into the World Trade Center, which means that he is personally responsible for killing the two people who took his seat.
This is Jeff Ross, the Roast Master General. Thank you so much for listening to the Roast Battle Podcast. Go back to internet porn.
It's a good show.